For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Now, more than 200 cases of COVID-19 in Virginia. As the rate of increase in cases jumps, Governor Northam says that's partly due to increased testing in Virginia. And we check in with how two important parts of the economy are dealing with the requirements of social distancing, real estate, and restaurants. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, March 23rd. As of late Sunday, the total number of COVID-19 cases in Virginia sits at 219. Virginia Public Radio's Nick Gilmore has details from the governor's latest briefing.
At a news conference Sunday morning, Governor Ralph Northam didn't mince his words about the ongoing pandemic.
It is clear from talking daily to our public health officials that COVID-19 is going to be with us for a long time, months, not weeks.
The governor said Virginians can do their part in easing the impacts of the virus by continuing to stay home as much as possible. Northam also said the state is working to ensure healthcare providers have the personal protective equipment, or PPEs, necessary to keep them safe.
The Virginia Department of Emergency Management shipped a major supply of PPE to emergency medical services, health districts, and hospitals. This includes gloves, gowns, face masks, and respirators.
Northam is still weighing what to do with the state's public schools, which were originally closed through March 27th. He said he plans to make an announcement related to Virginia schools later today. I'm Nick Gilmore.
The increase in cases is attributed in part to the increased testing capacity in the state, Northam said, but it's also because the virus continues to spread. A state public health order mandates restaurants, fitness centers, and theaters limit their capacity to 10. Northam said some people still are not heeding the strong advice to avoid non-essential gatherings of more than 10 people everywhere else. The coronavirus causes only minor flu-like symptoms in most people who recover in a matter of weeks, but it is highly contagious and can cause severe illness or death in some, particularly the elderly and those with underlying health problems. Severe cases are often only able to breathe with respirators. On Saturday, Northam said that Virginia health officials have eased COVID-19 testing criteria for doctors and nurses treating coronavirus patients. And for nursing home and long-term care home residents, Northam also said the state was seeking more health-related supplies. A shipment of protective gear for healthcare workers was distributed on Friday, he said. To address the anticipated surge in individuals needing care, Northam said he had issued an executive order that would give nursing homes and hospitals more flexibility to add beds. Currently, they must comply with Virginia's Certificate of Need laws to expand capacity, so the order will reduce the red tape to do that, he said. Positive cases in Virginia have already been reported at two long-term care facilities and at a skilled nursing and rehabilitation center. Virginia has recorded 6 deaths from COVID-19 as of Sunday evening, state officials say. 4 of those deaths came over the weekend, and all but one occurred in the Peninsula region. So far, no inmates have tested positive for COVID-19, according to Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran. Moran says Governor Ralph Northam has asked parole boards to consider early releases for some inmates, especially those over 60.
We are in communication with them to try to identify and expedite cases. I will tell you, we cannot release someone who does not have a place to go.
Last week, the state banned visitation of inmates, but granted them 2 free phone calls per week. Well, as businesses around Virginia begin to slow down or close their doors to the public, some people are still buying and selling houses in response to the spread of coronavirus and keeping the public safe. Realtors are making adjustments to their usual practices. Ronka Patterson is with United Real Estate of Richmond.
I definitely love face-to-face interaction, so I've cut back on that myself. I do most of my work from home. I go out when I absolutely have to. So if there's a person that wants to see a home, but a lot of times I've done things virtually.
Patterson says open houses are a big part of real estate. While she has not had to host one during the outbreak, she has precautions in place for when she does, such as putting in place sanitizing stations, limiting groups to 10 people or fewer at a time, and disinfecting properties after showings. Finally today, restaurants are among the industries hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. To help prevent the spread of the virus, Governor Ralph Northam has banned groups of 10 or more in one space, and he has encouraged restaurants to switch to a takeout model. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopaine has this look at how the tight-knit community is innovating and rallying.
We had to add a phone today. It's great.
Good evening, Orso Kitchen Wine Bar. May I help you?
Charles Rumeliotis is co-owner of Orzo Kitchen and Wine Bar in Charlottesville. A week ago, they mapped out a new business plan for pickup and delivery.
The bolognese, yes. The lamb, yeah, that's a very popular dish. Okay. So we're hoping that it keeps us afloat, and the money that we do have in our operating account will make it last.
An Orzo regular named Steve was happy to play his part and support the local business by picking up food to go.
But I don't know at this point if we're going to be able to save very much, depending on how long this whole thing lasts. But in the meantime, we might as well have a good meal.
That uncertainty is looming large for the entire industry. Anatosh Warren owns the Tottering Teacup in Richmond. They're delivering baked goods and tea bags. They've decided to give staff 2 weeks paid leave. But after that, Warren doesn't know what will happen.
I know that everybody probably feels that way, so maybe we can all cut each other some slack and we'll figure it out together.
That's exactly what Mag Preet has been trying to do. She's worked in Richmond's restaurant industry for a decade. She and others set up a Facebook page for workers who have been laid off. Their goal was to raise money through a GoFundMe and then help people cover rent. Although they've raised a few thousand dollars, it's nowhere near what members of the Facebook group say they need.
Needs are 10 times what we've pulled in donations. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Preet's grateful for what people have given, but says ultimately fixing this will require far more than charity.
Service industry workers were already a lot closer to financial crisis when things were in a state of normalcy.
Everyone is watching to see what state and federal officials will do to help support the industry. Kate Collier is the owner of Feast in Charlottesville. She's been keeping an eye on legislation making its way through the gauntlet in D.C.
You know, we're trying to stay abreast of it. We're not experts at reading bills, but we stayed up till 4 in the morning reading 124 pages.
The latest congressional relief package, passed Wednesday, boosts unemployment benefits, and Virginia is expanding eligibility. Donnie Glass is the chef and owner at Grisette, a neighborhood spot in Richmond that's only been open a few months. He recently made the tough call to let his staff go so they could collect unemployment. It was either that or continue paying them at a loss to the business, which for him wasn't an option.
Because at a certain point, the restaurant bank account will be empty, and then we don't have a solvent business, and then we can't reopen on the other side of this thing, and then everybody's out of a job no matter what.
He calculated that the business could stay afloat if they did 10 takeout dinners a night. This first week, they've sold closer to 50 each night.
I'm floored by how the community, especially in Church Hill, our neighbors, have really come out and spent money and been generous with tips and bought gift cards.
Glass says even if he has to go back to the drawing board every week to innovate, his restaurant and his employees' jobs will survive. I'm Mallory Nopaine.
For more news about the coronavirus, you can check out a new daily news podcast from NPR called The Coronavirus Daily. You'll find more info about that on our website, WMRA.org, and on the WMRA app. And tonight, we will bring you a new national conversation on the coronavirus pandemic with social media sourcing and audience call-outs, interviews with experts, and conversations about the crisis. Hear the national conversation on WMRA tonight and every weeknight for the foreseeable future at 9 o'clock. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and do enjoy your Monday.